This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I hope you're having a blessed Ramadan. I want to take a moment and comment on our brother Andrew Tate, who we haven't forgotten about. He's in our du'as. He said, "My food comes at 8 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. I have a plastic bag I use to try and protect the food from insects. I spend my entire day destroying the flies and the ants who get close to the meal." Now, understand this. So he gets his food brought to him, but he can't eat at that time when the food is brought to him. So he's preserving his food, protecting his food from the flies and the insects. And then Andrew goes on to say, "In accordance with Ramadan, when the sun goes down, I eat the stone cold food in my cell by myself." And alhamdulillah, our brother is fasting during this blessed month of Ramadan. It's one of the five pillars of Islam. He's done the first one. That first one is to testify that there's nothing worthy of worship except the creator of the heavens and the earth, God Almighty Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. And this would include all the preceding messengers. And this brings someone into Islam. And then I'm sure he's establishing the prayer five times a day. And he's connecting. He's doing slowly. He's on his road. He's on the road to success. And I'm asking you a question. I'm going to ask you a question in a minute. We've seen him walk into the Romanian court with this book. And many see now the wisdom. We start to see, alhamdulillah, because with all of the distractions of this dunya, it's very hard for many people, especially someone in his position with all the money and all of the glitz and glamour of this life, to sit down and to read the book. So alhamdulillah, now out of God Almighty's wisdom, he's put him in a position that he can go ahead and connect with his creator through the book that he revealed, the Quran. And we see this. This is a phenomenon. In places like this, in jails all across the U.S., we've seen, I've interviewed people on this very topic who work in the prison systems who have testified that Islam is also in the prison systems the fastest growing way of life in the world. Why? Because when people sit in these environments, now they start to contemplate and think without all the distractions. What's the purpose of life? Why I've been created and what they were born upon? And all the man-made religions that they were exposed to don't make sense, don't have the evidence like the Quran does, like Islam does. Now, how about ourselves, our brothers and sisters? This is what I want to leave you on. If our brother Andrew Tate can be out, can be in that cell, pushing away, fighting against the insects to preserve his food so he can eat, he can be in that jail cell on the road to success, connecting with the Quran. What about you? What about you outside of that jail cell in this dunya? Are you making time for your creator? Are you establishing that direct connection in salat five times a day? Are you fasting during this month of Ramadan? Are you adhering to all of the things that Allah had told us to do? Are you refraining from the things that Allah has told us to refrain from? On your way through the spiritual boot camp to get yourself closer to your creator, are you continuing that role? You still going to the nightclub? You're still fornicating? You're still gambling? You're still drinking alcohol? You're still selling alcohol? So this is just a quick reminder. Yes, our brother there, may Allah free him and come out stronger in the deen. And may Allah use him for the deen, for the da'wah when he comes out of the jail, inshallah. He's not been forgotten, but this is a great opportunity for us to reflect now. As he's getting closer, our brother's getting closer to the book. Are you getting closer to the book? Are you adhering to the book? Are you adhering to the Quran and the Sunnah? Something to think about. Assalamu alaikum.
Eddie is taking this amana of the people very seriously. He was just sharing a story with me that they had some benches inside that needed to be moved, and Eddie together, father and son, were lifting these benches. Join us in this project, inshallah, so we can establish a beautiful deen center.